You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with the boys in the morning. We'll dry out maybe a little bit today. Still a chance of some showers, but they don't think it's going to be as much as we've had. So
that's good. It was nice yesterday,
still staying
though.
Cool into the low 80s today and tomorrow, and probably again on, Wednesday? Again on Friday.
Friday. Yeah, the only downside was the kids' first day of school yesterday, and they, you know, we walk them to school and stuff, and I was able to get home because it was just a half day yesterday and walk them, and it was pouring pretty good, but we're like, whatever, get the umbrellas, let's hit it.
Yeah, so we might dry out a little bit, we'll see. Today is the 40th birthday of the compact disc.
Ah, yes, the CD.
So, yeah, the old CD. They produced some in some factories before they started selling them commercially, but the first batch of CDs came out today, 40 years ago today. And there was a whole bunch of them that they put out, but the first one in terms of catalog number went to a Billy Joel album from the 70s. So it's technically credited as being the first CD.
It's 0001.
Something like that. It was his 52nd Street album. I know the first CD to be sold in the United States.
Yeah.
Perfectly, I guess, was Springsteen's Born in the USA.
There you go.
Because at first they were only available in Japan. And so Born in the USA was the first American sale of a CD.
I remember growing up and my parents going and getting that first CD player. I believe it was a Sony because I'm reading the story. It was the CDP-101 from Sony, if you're familiar, nerds. And I remember them firing that thing up and hooking them up to the big Sony speakers there in the family room. And my mom proceeded to put in a Billy Ocean CD and play it nonstop for the next 25 years.
What, get out of my dreams,
get into my car. That's the one, man. I made a list because anytime I hear these artists, it instantly takes me back to my parents' family room. And I believe they had like a 5-disc changer or something. They were high rollers. And, you know, my mom would load it up with the 5 discs and put it on shuffle. And we'd hear Billy Ocean, Herb Albert, Amy Grant, Fine Young Cannibals, and then at some point, the Bodyguard soundtrack with Whitney Houston played nonstop in our house, man.
Yeah, that
it was
a biggie.
Just nonstop. The first CD I ever got, I believe, was the Top Gun soundtrack back in the day. And I remember going to, I think it was Target, and picking that up. And when you bought the CDs, they were in those cardboard boxes. Remember those? Mm-hmm. They were real long and skinny. And cracking that open and putting in, you know, playing Top Gun, thinking that was the coolest thing ever.
My memory is being in a store and looking at some being, you know, upsold by some guys like, well, this is the new technology that's coming out. And not very many people had heard of it by that point. And I remember us getting the first 2 for the radio station where I worked.
Yeah, sure.
And we went from playing vinyl albums and we made a big announcement even on the show. You know, Rock 108 is going digital. We're playing off of compact disc. And people would call us up and they're like, oh my God.
It's so clear.
It's so futuristic.
And then it would skip.
Some of those first had little booger problems, you know, sometimes.
They did. And I remember the first ones, you know, in my parents, again, their 1994 Taurus. That was their first CD player in the car. And it would skip like crazy. You couldn't get through the Bodyguard soundtrack in that car.
My first CD player in a car was that kind that you put on the seat. And then it ran a little cord to a cassette.
Yep, I had one of those.
And you punched the cassette into the cassette deck, and you played your CD player
through that. Yeah,
which some people are listening to this, they're saying, what the hell are you talking about? You
search it on YouTube. It was a thing.
First of all, what's CD? Second of all, what's cassette? What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
But there are enough listeners, I think, who remember those kinds of devices.
My first
personally purchased, because I rarely bought music, being in radio my whole life, but the first one I ever bought was... Eagles Greatest Hits Volume 2. Not the big mega selling first one, but Volume 2. So when I got home and put it in, Hotel California is the first song I ever heard at home.
Oh yeah.
On a CD, and I still remember
this
that.
This is so clear.
And the Dire Straits album, the one that had Money for Nothing and Your Chicks for Free.
Oh, yeah.
That one was one of the first to be digitally recorded and mastered and put out. All is very few that were completely, as they say, DDD. It was the triple D.
Wow.
For being all digital.
Huh.
And it was supposed to be That's the cleanest cool. sound imaginable. So,
until you know put what's it funny in that 1994 that Taurus.
Yeah. They say that last year, for the first time in 20 years, CD sales actually ticked up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm wondering
get
if your mom
that.
Is back in the store. Is that what's going on?
It could be. It's funny. We moved, you know, 3 years ago. And when we moved and I was hooking everything back up to the TV and, you know, the sound system, I unhooked the CD player and I unhooked the DVD player and I put them in the basement. I don't even have anything right now hooked up that would play a CD.
Oh, no.
I know. So isn't it funny? It's like, what do you do with them now? Cup holders?
I don't have anything
coasters?
That will play a CD that I know of, unless I put it in an old laptop and played it.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, very few laptops have even the DVD/CD drive anymore.
Yep. So kind of crazy to think of where we are now.